Good evening, everyone. I'm not going to say welcome to the Life Coach Show because this is not a Life Coach session, definitely not. This is just a chat, just to bring everybody up to date of what's happening and where I'm at in life, because life has been tough for the past, let's say, couple of months. I've got so many birthday wishes, happy birthdays, and I just didn't get to them. I didn't even reply to say thank you, and that's not me. That's not the way I am. So you can just imagine what's happening. It's 1 o'clock at night, so I thought a little quick update will be enough and people will understand. I've got over 80,000 fans, subscribers on my website, on my blog site, and I just haven't uploaded content for such a long time. I think I uploaded one blog about birthdays, birthday phobia. My own kind of phobia that I created and designed. So that's quite interesting. It's on my homepage. You will see it immediately. www.sharkflynn.com. Have a look at it. Yeah, it's quite an interesting blog, I must say myself. When you sit back after you write the article, you think, wow, look at this content. Was it really me? You know, you just get guidance from somewhere. To get back why I've been off the radar for such a long time. My health took a bad turn. The pain got worse. And I struggled with, let's say, the whole lower part of my body. I always explain to people that my body, from the belly button down to my toes, don't work. Like I say, I believe it's temporary. I am going to stand up out of this chair, most definitely. Because this is not me. I can't sit the whole day. I can't keep myself busy with just my body the whole day. In a way, I know that's God's way to say, Jacques, stop it. Calm down. I did do a post earlier this evening through Buffer. I've got this app, Buffer, that you can publish your content to various pages and social media platforms by the click of one button. That's so awesome. So that makes it so much easier. Okay, to get back to the body. Well, home's been the place that I faced for a couple of months. Because of the situation I'm in. I mean, it's the pain, and then the part that people don't understand is it's not only the bowel and the bladder and the legs that is out of order. Yeah, let's call it that, out of order, because it can be fixed, actually, if you think about it. Out of order stuff is usually fixed. When there's an out of order vending machine and you ask the person behind the counter, okay, what's happening here? They say, next week. It will be fixed next week. So let's hope next week. I have to give so much attention to my lower body because it's skin and bone. And it's very dangerous. You can get pressure sores if you don't look after your body. And I'm always busy with creams and plasters and stuff to make sure that my body stays in a good condition. And I'm not talking about all the burn wounds, the third degree burn wounds because of heating pads and fans and heaters and stuff like that. But if you follow my vlogs, you will know exactly what I say when I talk about third degree burn wounds, where you have to go in to theater so that they can operate on you. Luckily, I didn't have to go the skin transplant way, and I'm not going to say yet, because I'm not going to burn myself again. I met this awesome lady, Teresa. She's the supplier of the air mattress that I use now. That's a must for everybody that's got problems with their lower body, and they are scared of any pressure marks. That's the best thing ever. This mattress really changed my life, because it even helps with the blood circulation while I sleep. I mean, because it's got various tubes, and let's say tube number 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 it's full of air. There we go. Remember Afrikaans, English, that's the problem, it's full of air. And then tubes number 2, 4, 6, 8 are deflated, and then it swaps and it circulates like that the whole evening. I keep the pump on because it takes about 40 minutes for the mattress to just get into shape, and I can't wait 40 minutes every time I want to get onto the bed. So yeah, that's a must for everybody that's paralyzed, old people. I always thought, oh shit, this is only for old people, you know, so it was a bit of a grill. But I mean, when you're in the situation, it's a different story. The past month, I can't say that I've been depressed. It's more kind of fed up emotion that I experience, because I've got so many things to do, I've got places to be, and I don't get to that. So I need a lifestyle manager or a personal assistant, in other words, easier terms, to assist me in life, be my legs when I can't do things, because there's so many things that's left half done, not finished. And but you know what, 2019 is a new year, and after everybody had their rest, it's going to be an awesome year. Everybody is going to be nice and fresh, and everybody will give good work, they will give their everything. And luckily, I'm closing down for about 10 days so the staff can relax. They can just chill at home and get a second breath for the start of 2019. I really just hope that I get support from the universe, some divine support, so that I can get someone who can really assist me in life, because that's what I need at this stage. I need someone who can be my legs, can do things, help me run some of my social media platforms, because I've got so many. I've got a few ventures that I'm busy with. My vlog channel, that's the worst part for me, because I'm so passionate about it and people love it, and I just don't get to it. And then of course it's my blogs, and the most important thing for now is the Shades of Cain novel, the trilogy. The first book has to go in for editing, and I believe the book will, can I say, go live. The book will be published around end of February, and we are planning to go over to the United States because they published my book in New York, and then I really need to give attention to this nerve stimulating my body. I've been at a few doctors in South Africa, and everyone's got a different story. We have to move the lead there. We have to fuse an extra 2 vertebrae, or I don't have time for that crap. So we are going directly to the people that designed the stimulator. It's Boston Scientific. They're in Boston, Massachusetts, and I will go there for a spinal procedure, and they will do the implant of the leads, and they will do the software of the stimulator so that I know everything is right. Then we can come back to South Africa, and then we'll see what happens, because I don't want to say it out loud, but the United States, I think that's where we want to be. But for now, everything's okay. We are happy, we are blessed. So it's just a future thing. It's, let's call it a kind of a dream, because I haven't blogged about my fifth wheel dream that is going to become a reality soon. I want to buy us a fifth wheel, and we will spend like 6 months traveling and exploring America. Who knows, maybe we settle there, and then we'll put this fifth wheel on a boat to come to South Africa, and we'll travel around Africa with it. And then if we need to do Europe, we put it on a boat again, pick it up somewhere in Europe, and go for it again. I just need somewhere that I can write, somewhere where I've got some inspiration of some other kind, because at this stage I don't have a nice spot to even write, because I'm surrounded with concrete and it's really shit. So I'm thinking of if we can park the fifth wheel somewhere in the Rocky Mountains and we can stay there for 2 weeks. I will finish a whole novel in 2 weeks if I'm not distracted. So yeah, there's many plans, there's many things happening, and I just know my passion is getting content out there and my writing. And I need to make a plan to make the writing, can I say, effective for me to being productive and making sure that I can publish 2 or 3 books a year. I mean, that's my aim. Okay, everyone, I'm talking a lot of, I can't say it's nonsense, I'm just giving everybody an update of what's happening in life. I'm sure it's 1:30 already. Let me quickly upload this, what do you call it? You see, I'm very tired. My radio channel thing. Let me upload it and get into bed. Tomorrow's another day, so I will have a chat to everybody tomorrow, and then I'm fresh and everything is brighter tomorrow. Everything looks better. All my senses are heightened because pain is overwhelming now, and let me give that attention. Let me give the pain process attention. Okay, everybody, tomorrow. I still can't get to this, the name of this radio thingy. You call it a, I want to say iPad all the time. A podcast. There we go. It's not an Apple product. I believe it used to be. It's not a iPod. It's a podcast. Okay, everyone. Cheers. Till tomorrow. Sleep well or wake up well. Have a good day. Till we meet again through audio. Cheers. Bye.